Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. So there are many turkey trots around town, but one turns 25 this year, and that is the Edison Park Turkey Trot. Kicks off at 9:30 this morning. To talk about it is one of the founders, former Chicago alderman, my friend Mary O'Connor. Happy Thanksgiving, Mary.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dave. How are you?
Are you ready? Are you getting ready? Are you ready to go?
We are out there ready. The team is getting everything set up right now.
That's awesome. That is awesome. The event is 25 years old. It's a labor of love. You know, I've known you for years. You do so much for the community that you live and you serve. You know, how did it all start?
It started, 25 years ago. A few of us were in Elmhurst. We did a run, and we knew this was something that we should bring back to the Edison Park community.
And what? Who's better? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So we were really fortunate. We had a group of local businesses and community members join us to help it be successful for these past 25 years.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, in town, you know. I mean, I beeline it out of here every year. I've been doing Thanksgiving mornings, I think, for 8 or 9 years, man. And I get there. I gotta find my way to the Happy Foods in the neighborhood so I can park and jump in the line. But it's all so much fun. What distracts me, Mary, is some of my friends who have Bloody Mary bars on their front lawn as I'm running. It's very hard to finish that race on time.
Well, that's why it's such a fun tradition for so many families. I mean, it engages the whole community, and they all participate one way or another. Like yourself, I mean, not only you and your family participate, but the Dave Player Show has always sponsored us as well. So it is truly a tradition that everyone has embraced.
It's a lot of fun. Who's benefiting the event this year?
This year, we are two charities will benefit: the Illinois chapter for Alzheimer's, as well as the Cradle, which is an adoption agency.
That's awesome! Very, very, very cool. And as I said, you've always worked so hard for your community, and thank you for the rest of your team that puts this together every year. But you're also a small business owner, one that I'm very familiar with. Tell us a little bit, real quick, about your catering business. As holiday parties and so forth are right around the corner.
So we're also celebrating a milestone. We've reached 30 years, and we're a catering company that is woman-owned. We're located in the Edison Park community, and again, we're really excited to still be around. Last year was difficult for many businesses, including our own, but the community, like yourself, has supported us, and so we're back full swing, and we do events from, 10 people to 1,000. So we're looking forward to this holiday season. We cooked 92 family dinners this year for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's your website?
www.uecatering.com.
uecatering.com. Mary, always a pleasure. Congratulations on the 25 years. I know Josh, my son, will see you in a little while to pick up our gear, and we'll see you in the race.
Hey, Dave, can you please let everyone know that we still are taking walk-ins. So if anyone wants to come back, join us, please come to Stewart Park, Stewart Funeral Home parking lot, and join the fun today.
Big 10 set up there. That sounds great, Mary. All right, we'll see you in a little while.
Thanks, Dave. See you later.
Thanks, bye. Mary.